The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is with me, the travel journalist and the Lonely Planet author with the ultimate guide to White Lotus style holidays. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, are you a fan?
Yeah, I love. I actually didn't watch the most recent series yet.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, I have it kind of banked away on the TV box recorder.
You're so busy doing everything you do.
Yeah, just, you know, flat out, you know. Then I volunteer in the soup kitchens and stuff at the weekends and washing the feet of prisoners, you know, and all of that good work. No, I love the first. I love particularly the first season.
Yeah, well, it was very good.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Particularly, well, I'm focusing on Asia, but like this idea that the White Lotus is really playing into this trope of these luxury getaways that are so beyond what you might imagine. And, you know, it's all about wellness, but like wellness in the highest level of kind of elegance. And
yeah.
So, for example, and so obviously you've got the Four Seasons in Koh Samui, which was the focus of the last. Sorry, even though it wasn't called the Four Seasons because there's a murder.
Yeah.
Don't really.
But that's funny. Like, I mean, all of the characters are despicable in all their own ways in all of the seasons. And the upshot is that people still want it.
Amazing place.
It's still so amazing.
And it is,
to people, like,
so people
I look
want
past
to go.
That.
It's like, never mind. I never want to see those people, but I want to go there.
I want to go there. Yeah.
And absolutely. So it's like the Italian Four Seasons in Taormina.
Yes.
For the second season. Anyway, so the idea of like, okay, so if you were to pick. If you were to ask, take a straw poll of Hollywood stars and go, what's like the wellness spa retreat place that you would want to go to? It's Chiva Som, which is in Thailand.
Okay.
Okay. So like rooms designed by Ed Tuttle, world-class nutrition, detox. Like a week here is $6,000.
One week.
And that's in a basic room.
That's just a combination. You're not getting me to Thailand for that price,
no,
are you?
No, God, no.
Oh, Fionn.
Now you have to book your own flight.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so like the idea of, and so you're going, okay, so I could never go there because this is a place that's been welcoming the world's elite for 25 years.
You know, would you want to go there?
No.
I don't think I would.
Wouldn't.
I think I'd feel on edge. I think I'd be counting down until I could get out of there.
Would you not
and
want
be amongst my people?
Your people, like the hurlers of Kilkenny.
Yeah, the junior hurlers of Koh Samui.
Would you not want some of the luxury that they have, though?
Little bit. I'd like if they could all vacate it and leave me there so I could enjoy it. But I would. You know, I feel too on edge when you're in a place that's too posh.
Okay, 14 kilometres up the coast, right?
Okay.
There's a place called Havani Plus in Hua Hin. So Hua Hin is the old summer imperial capital.
Okay.
And it's got yoga, Pilates, physiotherapy, beautiful infinity pool, all the luxury you could possibly want at a fraction of the price. So here it's like 1,400 for the week. Now, none of these places are cheap.
No, but compared to six grand for the week, this is 1,400. And not.
It's got the same views, Kieran.
Yes.
You have the same views of the same sea.
The only way you'd go to this second place and feel it was any way lacking is if you had already been to the first place, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to pick. I can't think.
Like
I'm blanking a Hollywood celebrity.
It's high end.
So. There's one, this is the next one, is in Sri Lanka, okay?
Okay.
And it's called Santani Wellness. Now, this is the place, Santani Wellness is so famous.
This is the Chiva Som option here now, okay?
Yeah. If you've been nominated for an Oscar, okay?
Yeah.
In your gift bag with your nomination is a week in this resort.
No way.
I swear.
No way.
Yes. A week.
So every year they're like, you're likely to run into an Oscar.
This is this year. It could be next year. It could be somewhere else, you know. But this is the place they picked this year. It's like up in the highlands in Sri Lanka. And it's, I mean, again, like let your imagination run away with you. And it's like super luxury. And, you know, you could be running into, I don't know, like Ben Affleck or whoever.
What is the protocol on asking somebody for a selfie in a resort like
pretty
this?
Pretty bad,
though?
I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say they look down on it,
do they? It's an absolute no. I'd say it's an absolute
I was going to say an autograph, but I don't think they do autographs anymore because they think you're just going to sell them.
That's true. Although you could tell them, it's just, no.
Ben, write me an autograph. You'll say, what's your name? No, don't sign my name on it.
Just write your name.
Just write your name, Ben.
No, I'm the presenter of the Hard Shoulder. Oh, hey, how you doing?
You think I should be giving Ben Affleck an autograph?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
Maybe.
You could be like looking.
Maybe he'll ask me for a selfie.
Maybe he will. Oh my God, I love Ireland.
Yeah, I love that travel slot you do with Fionn. Well,
anyway, so here you go. So we're not, let's be honest, you and I are not going to Santani Wellness, okay? Right, because mostly
the
because...
The only way I'm going to afford Santani Wellness is actually if I get nominated for an Oscar.
Precisely.
That's the more realistic way of me going there.
Otherwise, you're going to have to fork out $3,000.
Just for my accommodation for the week.
Yeah, just to stay in Santani Wellness. Okay, but, or if you want what Santani Wellness, which is a, the clue's in the name, a wellness retreat.
So but without the Ben Afflecks.
Without the Ben Afflecks. Just go literally down to the south of the island and go to Makihaya Fitness. Okay? Simple rooms, Kieran, because, you know, as befitting a man who feels comfortable amongst the junior hurlers of Kilkenny. But here you've got daily boxing, boot camps, hikes. Again, another beautiful infinity pool. Infinity pool is a theme of this.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then you've got massages, an ice bath, full reset, 1,400 quid.
Okay. Yeah, again, much like our Thai option, not cheap, but cheaper. That's the point.
Now, if you're back in Bangkok, okay, so you know this whole, have you done something about biological aging and all that kind of nonsense?
Oh, the way people try to reverse it and things like that, yeah.
You know your man, like he's kind of the poster child for this, who spends so much of his time.
Yeah, he dates infusions of his son's blood and stuff like this.
It's beyond mental. It's that thing of just like, the way you live your life makes life not worth living. So
yeah, I know, exactly.
Anyway, but so that thing. So
he does say that the secret, the best thing, the most effective thing from all the data points that they collect, and he collects hundreds across a day, is sleep. So that actually improves, all his scores improve in a much more significant way after a better night's sleep compared to any other intervention he does. Weird sun blood infusions included.
And you can sleep in your house for free.
That's true. Or you can sleep in the Raksa in Bangkok.
In the Raksa in Bangkok. So this place opened in 2020. So it's only 5 years old, but it was like a new benchmark for luxury wellness. You know, so private pool villas, Michelin level dining, and this is the key, cutting edge treatment. So like from DNA analysis to cryotherapy. Now, again,
I
would have no more of an interest in any of this malarkey. But you're combining all of this with like your classic yoga, Ayurveda, traditional Thai therapies. And, but get this, right? Do you know how much? I don't know if this is a night. Oh, sorry. 7 nights here.
Okay.
$7,000. €7,730.
€1,000 a night.
Yeah.
So you can go into a cryotherapy chamber.
Yeah.
I've never, ever, ever sat in a sauna on my holidays and turned to somebody beside me and said, wouldn't it be great if this was the exact opposite and we were freezing cold right now? People are mental.
They really, really are, especially. Anyway, but they've got a spin-off called RXV Wellness Village, which is also in Bangkok. And so instead of villas, you got modern rooms, but you've got like all of that hydrotherapy, cryo saunas, art therapy, more. It's 3,400. A snip, Kieran.
Wow.
Now, can I get you interested in cryotherapy?
Oh, God, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm
for
in.
$3,500 a week. Okay.
Yeah.
Where else are we going? So we've been to Thailand twice now and Sri Lanka.
We're going to India.
Oh, right. Okay.
So Ananda, which is in the Himalayas. Now, this is a place, again, that has hosted the likes of Oprah, Nicole Kidman, even King Charles has stayed here. So just to paint you a picture, 100 acres, palace grounds, Ayurvedic treatments, yoga above the Ganges, where yoga was invented.
Okay.
I don't know if it was invented in that exact spot, but in the general vicinity.
In the general, you know, sub-Asian continent.
Basically closer to there than Galway.
Okay, yes.
So anyway, and this place here, again, €6,370. Or, here's an alternative. For under 2,000, there's Faslani Nature's Nest near Mumbai, which is when you've got horses, riverside trails, massages, daily yoga. Peace without the royal price, basically.
Yeah, I like the sound of this place
there
now.
You know.
How much is that?
It's under $2,000. A snip.
Okay.
For the week. Mm. Break it down. What's that, 300 a night?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, not, okay.
So now we're getting more in the realm of the possible.
Yeah, the possible. Exactly. Yeah. Still a big holiday.
Not the probable.
Yes, no.
Definitely
not the probable.
Not the probable.
But the possible. Do you know what? The Ananda in the Himalayas.
Sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing. There's a couple of these high-end ones that actually I wouldn't even like the sound of, but I do like the sound of that.
Let's cut the price of the Ananda by 80%.
Yeah.
and then we'll go there.
Yeah, exactly. And I know Charles is totally cool with asking for selfies as well.
He
on
absolutely
holidays.
Is.
Big time.
Yes, yes, of course. Of course.
Anyway, we're going to go back to Thailand because Thailand is clearly the front runner when it comes to these okay. kind of wellness retreat areas. So there's a place called Kamalaya, and it's built around this ancient meditation cave, and it's got the associated myths and legends. 5 nights here, $4,000. So unfortunately, you're going to pay the price.
And what do you get in this place, in the Kamalaya?
In Kamalaya, you get, you're going to leave transformed because a blend of meditation, detox, therapy, and what people you'd enjoy hanging out with. Like you're waking up for breakfast and it's CEOs chasing balance and clarity. So instead of going to, what's that place they go to in the desert down Burning Man?
Yes.
So this is like the wellness version of Burning Man.
Okay.
So it's a bunch of like, you know, tech bros who want to just...
God. How much do I have to spend to seek balance with tech
four
bros?
$4,000 for 5 nights.
Yeah. Like no, thank you.
Like these CEOs is nothing.
No.
No, nothing.
No.
Okay.
So what's the my slightly
well, my
better
favorite,
value alternative?
One of my favorite
to that?
Cities in Thailand is Chiang Mai, which is the unofficial northern capital. So the Alinta Retreat. And again, this is in the foothills of the forest. It's got guided meditation, Tibetan sound therapy, which I've done sound therapy and I enjoyed that very
what
much.
Is sound therapy?
Sound therapy is when you lie and a series of sounds based on like timpans and drums and like metal, an echoing sound. Yes, but it absolutely, you think it's, that's really actually very good. Ladies and gentlemen, Kieran is just making that noise with his mouth. You're like the guy from Police Academy.
not Hightower. What was his name? Oh, God, I can't remember his name.
You're like the guy from Police Academy.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing thing to do. And I was a cynic before I did it, but it is very kind of profound. And anyway, done right, it's quite something. Anyway, so this place, the Alinta Retreat, and you do a week for 1,800 quid.
All right. Okay, again, much better value.
And then my last one, we're going
Where
to Bali.
Bali, okay.
So, like, it's called a Como Shambhala. This is in
this is the high-end version now.
Yeah, so this has been like the benchmark of high-end luxury retreats. So 9 hectares of jungle, villas, Michelin-starred cuisine. It is apparently one of the most iconic retreats in the world. I've never been, so I can't verify. But like say, for example, they do this package called Connect to Rebalance. Again, $7,000. It's just like, it's insane money.
So they're all tapping into the same thing here.
Of course they are. Everyone is.
It's all about rebalancing.
Yes. I mean, whether you go in thinking it's some of it's nonsense and some of the woo-woo stuff is a bit like you either buy
it
or you don't.
You need some sort of spiritual and psychological and mental reset.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. As a friend of mine
once
said to me,
what if I don't feel I need that?
Very, very easy to feel really spiritual lying in a hammock in the tropics.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how much? $7,000 for a week. Okay, again, €1,000 a night. No, thank you. But I want to go to Bali. I want a spiritual reset.
So you're going to go to the Reviva Wellness Resort.
Okay.
So again, I mean, it's everything you'd imagine. Balinese design, slightly more kind of less kind of intense. So they have a 7-night sleep well and reset, which is exactly what you're looking for. Even though you say you don't need it, but you look tired behind the eyes, Kieran.
Do you think so?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
You know, Virgin Media,
News
Talk.
You know, burning the candle at both ends.
And then raising a family, let's not, you know.
Did a Hyrox at the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You did a Hyrox?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so trendy.
I know, yeah. Ah, sure, I crushed it, you know. Somebody's texted in to say, what is the name of that first Thai wellness place you were talking about? The very,
Chivasom.
Very first one. Chivasom. That was the high-end one. And then it was Avani Plus, wasn't it?
Avani Plus, yeah.
So Chivasom and Avani Plus were the two in Thai, the first places we mentioned. To that listener who's obviously booking a holiday, if you go, let me know. Fionn Davenport, thank you very much. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.